baby, rock and roll is here to stay right here on Alan's Golden Oldies. Would you believe that was 1958 all over again? And have I got a surprise with you or for you right here on Alan's Golden Oldies? I'm so excited to have Joe Terry, who's all the way up there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
I'm in actually Williamstown, New Jersey.
Oh, you're in New Jersey! Wow-wee! Joe Terry of Danny and the Juniors, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fabulous, absolutely fabulous. We got up this morning, and we went and we unveiled a mural in at the site of American Bandstand on the wall, the exact wall where Dick Clark's podium was. And, I mean, it's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
So tell everybody what that meant today for all our listeners. Back 50 years ago on American Bandstand, you went to the real studio where they danced on the show, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly it. And, you know, it was a great time. It really, I mean, Connie Francis was there, Chubby Checker was there, the Dovells were there, Charlie Gracie was there. All the Bandstand dancers, they picked the different couples from different eras. And Lou Klein, the producer of American Bandstand, was there, the woman who did the mural. I mean, it was just wonderful. A lot of press, a lot of excitement. And when they unveiled the mural, it was just sensational. And we're right on the right-hand side. I mean, there's full-size shots of us, and we spent the day taking pictures underneath our old picture.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's great. It really was great. And, you know, we got a lot of coverage. And tomorrow, I believe, in the morning, it's going to be on Good Morning America.
All right, I'm going to watch it.
Out there, I'll get a chance to see. It's inside of a piece. It's a piece inside of a piece about the 50th anniversary of American Bandstand going national. This is the day, today, that it went national. And the first record that was ever played was Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On.
Really? Jerry Lee had the first song.
Right, exactly. And then At the Hop was recorded, of course, that month we recorded it. But by the time we changed the thing from Do the Bop to At the Hop in October, we started to guest on American Bandstand. And, you know, American Bandstand just swept the country. And they took out the hop right along with it. So, you know, we have a lot to thank Dick Clark for. You know, we kind of climbed that ladder together, and it was really fabulous.
50 years ago, we went all to the hop. And it sounds great today, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, it sure does.
Swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the hop. When the jump gets smooth, the sound of music gets cool.
Fright and Dave as we all rock to the hop back in 1957. By the way, how many weeks did that song stay number one for you there, Joe?
7 weeks, Alan, which was unheard of at the time.
That was great. And by the way, it was originally recorded on the Singular 45, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on Singular Records, which was the Artie Singer's local label. And then it took off so quick, ABC asked to buy the master. And ABC was a major label. And they paid an unprecedented, this was never paid before to any record, $5,000 up front.
Wow. And you know what? If anybody has a copy of At the Hop on the Singular 45 RPM vinyl, today it is valued at $1,000 for that 45 RPM. How about that, huh?
Wow.
And unbelievable, isn't it?
I had a box in them. I can't find them.
Oh, you better go look for them because, you know, they're $1,000 a piece in mint condition. And if they recorded it on the ABC Paramount, which everybody is more familiar with, I have to say it's only worth about $30. But that's not bad for a 98-cent record.
No, that's pretty good. Actually, it was 49 cents.
Well, yeah, in some areas. I remember I had to pay 98 cents for that record down in Wichita Falls, Texas at that particular time.
Okay.
But I remember it. And then later on, of course, it went to 69 cents and then 49 cents, and then you got three of them, if you can find them, for a dollar. How about that?
A buck. There you go. That costs a lot of money.
Joe, tell everybody about, a little bit more about what happened today, okay?
Yeah. I mean, it was just a great unveiling ceremony, and, everybody performed. And, Chevy, of course, did the twist, and Charlie did Butterfly. Connie didn't perform, but Connie was out there twisting with everybody, and the Dovells performed. I mean, it was really great. I mean, they had breakfast for everybody, and there was tons and tons of press there. And, it's a remarkable moment to go back and relive, because Bandstand, American Bandstand, was such a part of Americana. I mean, that's where it all took place. Every day in front of that TV would sit millions of kids, and they would just watch that show.
I know, I was one of them.
Right, and you'd learn all the new dances, and the kids, like Arlene used to tell me, I lived next door to her sister for a long time, so she would come and we would talk later on in years about how the kids would invent these dances, and they would become popular. I mean, and they're just as big a star as anybody else, I'm telling you.
You know, I hope someday to have Connie Francis on my radio show. I'm coming this close. Was Jimmy J there, by the way?
Jimmy J. I didn't see Jimmy J, no.
Oh, he's helping me out to reach out to some of these rock and roll artists so I can have them here and share their history about being a part of rock and roll. And I'm hoping to have her and Bobby Rydell. Those two I haven't had on my show yet.
Oh, okay.
Listen, tell everybody about Branson, Missouri, by the way, huh?
Oh, yeah, we're going back to Branson on the 24th of this month, and it's just spectacular. I mean, there's $34 million worth of 57 cars in the basement. You just go crazy. And then if you work your way back upstairs, we've got the American Bandstand Grill, and there's Club 57 that rocks. Bob Anderson is a great impressionist, and he does everybody at the dinner show, and then we have an 8 o'clock show with Fabian and Bobby V and Brian Hyland and Cheese Chris Montez. I mean, it's just absolutely fabulous. And then you get up early enough at 2 o'clock, you see us and Little Peggy March in a terrific show that's wrapped around a whole bunch of film. We've got Roy Stingray Anderson, and Stingray, help me. Ray Anthony.
Yeah, Ray Anthony.
I don't want to get his name wrong.
That's okay.
He's so good.
Yes.
I mean, he's just so good. And then McKenna Medley, who's Bill Medley's daughter, is in the show. She sings some great oldies. And, the folks are just, you can spend a whole day there. There's a great gift shop. I mean, and never leave the building from 11 when you have breakfast in the morning all the way until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the last time I was up there, I always catch you up there in the grill eating all the time, huh?
Yeah, all the food is terrific.
I know, they fix you some specialties, don't they?
Once in a while, yeah. Once in a while, they'll have a chicken kind of burrito thing that they do on the grill, and we switch it up to shrimp or, you know, and they're very nice to us. They're kind people and, you know, they're just fabulous.
By the way, you can go to my website right now and check out American Bandstand Theater. Just click onto it, and it'll tell you exactly when Danny and the Juniors with Joe Terry will be playing. So, and you can also see all the other things that's going on at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater in Branson, Missouri.
It's a great place.
It really is.
Now
we want to talk about what's going to happen in January on the 27th of day of next year. What is going on with that?
Oh, we got a Western Caribbean cruise, and that's going to be Bowser and us and Johnny Tillotson, Rocky and the Rollers, one of the best rock and roll bands you're ever going to hear. And we've got 7 nights of activities, you know, for the folks, man. Every night somebody's going to be in doing something, a show, or you're going to see sit down and be able to talk to all the artists and have questions and answers. And there's going to be dance night. And our night is going to be sock hop night, man. We're going to sock hop you guys.
Oh, my God. I can wait. I can't wait for
and
Frank.
And the great places like Cayman Islands and Cozumel and, you know, all that Western Caribbean that's so beautiful.
You're also going to have Barbara Lewis on the show, right?
I'm not sure if Bobby's on there or not to really be.
Well, I kind of have a little sneak preview, but you know, it could change, but it's showing that it's Bowser and the Stingrays along with you and the Juniors and Johnny Tillotson and Barbara Lewis. And by the way.
Oh, Barbara Lewis. Yeah, she's on. That's Bobby Lewis.
And for all you people that like to get on a cruise and have 7 nights of fun on the Caribbean, you can contact AAA at the Village at Lake Summer Landing, and the number over there is 1-352-752-2500, extension 2252. Ask for Debbie. Let me give that number out again, and this time, let me get it correctly this time, okay? It's 352-752-2500. Ask for Debbie at extension 2252 and book your trip to have a blast from the past and bring in a new year with Danny and the Juniors, Bowser and the Stingrays, Johnny Tillotson with Poetry in Motion, Baby I Love You with Barbara Lewis, and you know you can go at the hop with Danny and all the grand fun you're going to have there on 7 nights.
What a ship, too. Let me tell you, that ship has a street in it with restaurants and shops. And you walk down the street, and there's cabins. You can get a cabin above the street. I mean, it's just sensational. It's got an ice skating arena on it.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. It's just the most magnificent vessel. I mean, folks, don't miss this. Really don't miss this. Come on and give a call in and come out and rock and roll with us.
And by the way, I did tell Debbie if I could get squeezed into one of your suitcases, she won't tell anybody that I'm in your baggage. Because I sure would love to go there. Let me give that phone number again. That's 352-753-2500. Ask for Debbie at extension 2252 and ask for that 7-night Western Caribbean cruise that's going to start on January the 27th. What a way to start the New Year's. Join Rocky and the Rollers for a Rockin' the Caribbean cruise. And don't forget, it's going to be a great big sock hop. And if you ever seen Danny and the Juniors with Joe Terry and you see Frank out there on his show, can you imagine how he's going to be like on a cruise liner? Crazy, man. Crazy, right?
I'm telling you. You know, and that bandstand thing we did today, they had dancers. They had actual choreographed dancers, kids they brought in. When we performed, the kids were in there dancing right in front of us. I'm just looking at the picture of it now at the Courier Post in New Jersey, and what a shot it is, man. It just brings back. This was before the unveiling, and it just brings back all the memories in the world.
And by the way, I want to let our listeners know you created another dance called The Pony, remember?
Yeah, we did. That's right.
The Pony Express.
Let's go.
Silver, walk, 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 walk. Christmas Day.
With Danny and the Juniors. How about some twisting?
Everybody twist.
Oh, yeah.
They're twisting in Cleveland, in Kansas City, too. They're welding in a Wildwood, in a Pittsburgh and St. Louis. So, baby, get ready. I'm gonna twist with you. You will put me down.
USA, right here on ALAN's Golden Oldies. It's about 21 minutes past the hour. If you're just joining us, I have Joe Terry of Danny and the Juniors. Are you having a blast from the past? This is a great, great day and a moment in history for you guys, right?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? The American Bandstand going national was the biggest thing that ever happened to the music, rock and roll. I mean, it just exposed all the groups and all of the music to the entire, you know, teenage public. And it became a phenomenon, and it's still here to stay after all those years, man. It's amazing.
Listen, tell everybody about your website, and ask. Let them know that if you have some material out there that you can sell, some of your CDs or whatever you have out there. Do you have any of those available?
Oh, sure, absolutely. They can go on our website, DannyandTheJuniors.com, and they just click on to At the Hop Shop. And all of our product is up there, including our new record, which you're going to get that new record. By the way, we have to send that to you. It's starting to make some noise on XM a little bit. And it was number one in Beach Music in the Carolinas, and the folks are really going to like it.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to make a lot of music with it right here on Alan's Golden Oldies. How about that?
I appreciate that. I'm going to get Frankie to get that to you today, man.
All right. I'm going to count on it, too.
You got it, man.
Hey, listen, back in 1961, you created another dance. You know, well, actually, it wasn't another dance, but, you know, you had At the Hop, and then you decided you wanted to go back to the hop, huh?
That's true. We did.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, the record company said, you know, Jesus, the hops are still going on here, man, you know, and they keep playing the one. Let's make another one. So we said, okay, let's go back to the hop again. We were getting a little older, and it was time to go back to the hop.
So here Danny and the Juniors. It's Joe Terry, lead singer right now for Danny and the Juniors. Well, how's Frank and Bob been doing?
Oh, they're doing terrific, man. Well, I mean, we just we do our radio show here, by the way.
Oh, you know what? We forgot about that. We got to talk about how we can do that here.
I got to let you hear this because I mean, it's a very interesting concept, and we'll send you down a copy. And you can take a listen to it. I mean, we cover a lot of different subjects, and it's a little different than normal, and I think you're going to like it.
Well, that's great.
We've been doing it 3 years here, and now they moved us to Saturday nights. So when we're home, we'll do it, or else we'll do, because it's very informative, a lot of news, a lot of rock and roll news all the time, you know, plus the records in between, you know, which is great.
Well, it sounds like you got yourself something going great for all the listeners out there.
We do. Chubby Checker's going to be a sponsor. He has those products now.
Chubby's, I know.
Water and Chubby's little snacks, and he's our new sponsor. He told me today I want to be a sponsor on your show.
Well, let me tell you this. The next time you talk to Chubby, I try to get through to him so I can get him on my show. So he's been on my show when I was on the regular AM and FM radio, but I haven't had him on the World Wide Web. So if you got his number, tell him about Alan again, and he loves Texas, and tell him I loved all the beef jerky he sent me, and he sent me popcorn. Gosh, he's got great products. He really does.
I heard, man. So, goodness gracious.
Make him give you some of those products, and you'll get yourself filled up real quick. That beef jerky is awesome. Really is.
Matter of fact, that's pretty cool.
I got some beef jerky right here. I haven't even opened it. I just kept it here in the package, and I believe it's about 2 years old, but it's never going to be opened. It's just a collector's piece.
Collector's item.
That's
sure.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah.
So great to have Chubby Checker as a sponsor on your show.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be exciting.
Well, listen, I know you're busy, and I know you got other things to do, but before we go, let's recap everything. Today was a wonderful day in history.
Oh, yes.
And that was re-recognizing Dick Clark's American Bandstand television studio back in 1957, correct?
That's correct, absolutely.
And by the way, I remember seeing you about 2-3 weeks ago. Where, in Bossier City?
Yeah.
Louisiana?
Oh, geez. We were in Bossier City, yeah.
It was a sold-out crowd. It was a sold-out crowd there. And then you left there and you went to Florida.
We went to the Villages, and they did our 50th anniversary show with film, and it's really wonderful. And they presented us with shadow boxes with that to hop in it, and some old pictures and new pictures. And those folks at the Villages, what a place to retire, you know, for your listeners. I mean, they just have everything. There's two cities inside this community. I mean, it's
You're
amazing.
Kidding me. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look it up on the internet. But by the way, I still want to remind all our listeners, you still got a chance coming up January the 27th, and you can celebrate at the Hop with the one, the only Joe Terry and Danny and the Juniors and Bowser of Shanana and Johnny Tillison with Barbara Lewis on a wonderful 7-night Western Caribbean cruise, and you can get all the information and you can make your reservations through AAA at the Village, and all you got to do is call them at 352-753-2500, ask for Debbie at extension 2252, and she'll give you all the information, and you can pick out where you want to have your cabin, and I guarantee you, these people are going to come out. The artists are going to come out. They're going to visit with you. You're going to get all the pictures taken. You can ask all the questions you want. You're going to have a blast from the past, living your childhood all over again as a teenager, right?
Right, and we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary on that cruise with some film at the Record Hop. I mean, the folks will really enjoy what we're going to put together. It's going to be exciting.
Joe, I want to thank you so very much for being with me this afternoon. And you know, as usual, anytime you want to pick up the phone and let our listeners know what Joe Terry and the Juniors are doing, you can do that anytime. You know that.
Absolutely, Alan. Thank you so much for having me on. And, God, it's a pleasure. It's such an exciting day and a pleasure to share it with you and all of your listeners.
Joe Terry of Danny and the Juniors. We're going to play you some great history music like this one.
Sometimes when I'm all alone.